Now more of the Press Box, presented by The Control Option. Gain more control of your cash flow and wealth with The Control Option Mindset.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see.
All right, welcome back. This is The Control Option Press Box. Frank Cusimano with Rich Grauer, Tom Holly, and Bob Ramsey. The phone number, control option, 314-432-9540 to speak with an expert and begin gaining more control over your wealth today. All right, so the Cardinals are a last-place team. They're a game under 500. That sounds really bad, but I don't feel really bad about the Cardinals. I actually think I'm kind of pleased. I don't want them to be last place in a game under 500 at the end of the year, but starting pitching, pretty solid. Defense, pretty solid. Bullpen, pretty solid. The only thing they can't do, and it's not a minor issue, is hit.
I was pleased with Zach Thompson coming in yesterday. Yeah. And
terrific
doing
outing.
Doing what he did.
Terrific.
Yeah, their pitching is good. And their starting pitching, I mean, Lance Lynn has been better than I thought he'd be.
Two out of three good outings.
Yeah, and your boy Steven Matz has been terrific, really.
Frank, were you down there?
You highlighted him.
Did Lance, Steven Matz. It's a little stretch to call him my boy, but thank you.
Was there no chance?
Actually, you were on the Matz bandwagon when not many people were not. So give yourself credit there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Joe, I've been talking about Steven Matz for over a year.
2 decades.
Yeah. You have.
Yeah,
I'll give
exactly.
You that. 2 decades.
You had him in high school. It's a great prospect.
Yeah. Liked him. I visited the family.
You saw him at the ballpark.
Right. Lance Lynn. Did he come out early yesterday? Could he have gone longer?
He went five.
Six pitches.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
It was a good call.
And with he'd given up, what, a hit?
I'm asking a question,
trying to create conversation.
Marmol said that he really grinded it out and fought hard during the weather. So maybe the weather.
He was out of gas and the weather contributed.
It was rough.
Yeah, how about yesterday, the fact that the Phillies gave Aaron Nola $172 million, the Cardinals gave Lance Lynn $11 million. Lynn outpitched him yesterday, and his ERA is 2 points lower for the season. Now, I don't know if that's going to last, but still, it's a pretty decent bang for your buck.
Well, that's a pretty short sample, and what I would use as an antidote to that is the Giants gave Jordan Hicks $11 million value. So if you want to go on a short.
What do you get, $44 million, Jordan Hicks?
Yeah, and you know, Bernie, who I think, Bernie puts out great stuff. It's some of the best stuff you'll ever read.
Yep.
And what he said yesterday was, there's a lot of second guessers on Jordan Hicks, and it's a short sample. And he's right. The problem is, it's not our job to evaluate Jordan Hicks and whether we think the Cardinals should sign him. That's you know, and hindsight, I was in the retail business. I could pick great locations 3 years after they were open. I can tell you whether it's good or bad. But it was my job to pick sites. It's not my job to evaluate pitching. And I think if Jordan Hicks is great, I really think that's a bad. It's another nail in the coffin. Excuse me.
Of player development.
And he may blow out his arm tomorrow. So and that's all. And I think that is a. You say it again. You can say it better. It's player development. It's a bad message. It really is.
Well, Hicks had another great outing yesterday.
Oh, I know. That's my point. And Bernie's right. I mean, none of us said we should sign Hicks, but somebody said it, and somebody knew what they were talking about. That's all. And we certainly had more information than the Giants did around making that decision. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Isn't the stat that's almost bewildering is the fact that his walk total is so low.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievably
so
low.
So here's the thing. What happened? We've seen in every sport sometimes changing an organization, and I mean this in every sport, sometimes turns on the light bulb for players. So is it the player finally realizing, I got to get it together or my career is going to fritter away? Or is it what we're concerned with, is it somebody in another organization say, you got to do X, Y, Z, and if you do, you'll be successful?
Well, what they said
that's what
was,
we're concerned about.
What they said was, somebody said X, Y, Z, and they changed his arm slot. And this is really like I'm saying words that I'm reading, not that I can. I haven't looked at Jordan Hicks' delivery, and if I did, wouldn't know what I was talking about. But the supposition and the statement is, they saw that – change his arm slot. And every time he came into a game last year and pitched an inning, it took him 32 pitches.
He never knew where the ball was going.
I exaggerate, but
so you think it's instead of it's more coaching. It's more and coaching at the major league level. That's where the blame
is. It has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just decide to throw strikes one day and say, "Well, now I'm with the Giants and my career's on." You know, that's technique. It. I just think it's a bad message. And on the one hand, Bernie's right. You know, it's easy to say now, but it will if this continues, it's really a bad message when we're paying guys 37 years old, 36 years old, $11 million, and they're paying Jordan Hicks. That's all. And you can – everything –
Now, okay, so you blame the Cardinals for this if this continues. But can you blame them if Tyler O'Neill and his 1,300 OPS and six home runs continues? Can you blame them for moving him?
Well, the verb blame, it will be – it's not good. I mean, if Tyler O'Neill continues, I would say that is – and we all saw how he did here, and we understand all those things. But the answer is, if Tyler O'Neill's the best player in baseball, I'd say the answer is yes. I make a large leap. I'd say yes.
But we kept saying, Tom, that we all appreciated Tyler O'Neill's potential and his ability. We questioned whether he could stay healthy, and that question
still remains.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's right. What I said, if he's the best player in baseball, the answer is yes. If he gets hurt, then we are off the hook.
All right, what about the pending dilemma for the Cardinals? Did Lars Nootbaar really, really close to coming back? And the obvious thing would be Ciani, who's not a major league hitter, to go back. But now they have had a reluctance of playing Lars Nootbaar in center field, and you have Victor Scott, who's really had a rough day at the office yesterday, hasn't hit. What do you do when Nootbaar comes back? Do you keep Ciani up and go send Victor Scott to Memphis, get some confidence, see him in a while?
You know, I felt bad for the kid. I didn't quite understand why when he hit that ground ball, I didn't see a decisive turn to the field.
I haven't read the rule book in a couple of years. I used to have one in my office where I'd flip through it. It used to be that it had to be an effort.
That's right.
To go to the next base.
Right.
Scott later on said, and I don't know if it was public or I got it secondhand, was that, hey, I made a step because I tend to do that.
A step.
And if an ump says that's – and that's why you're always taught in Little League, and some coaches get it wrong, that the rule is you have to turn to foul territory. You don't have to. But if you do turn to foul territory, it can't be interpreted as a move towards second base. Because even if you head and shoulder, take a fake step, that can be that can be considered a move toward the bag. And if you're tagged, they can punch you out. I didn't think it was egregious either.
No. Well, the Phillies knew it.
Yeah.
Wasn't any question. I mean, not that I agree with you. I don't. But the Phillies did it right away.
Right away.
And
tagged.
Had it affirmed.
And there was no argument, was there? No.
If you turn toward fair territory, you're asking for something like that to happen.
Yeah. Well, I feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah.
Back to Frank's question, what's the point of view?
What's today? Thursday. Mm-hmm. Today, we're 2 weeks into the season. When's Lars coming back? The weekend? Next week, Frank?
Okay, so
I would think
if all goes well on Wednesday, Nootbaar could be activated for Friday's road opener in Arizona.
I think it's a coin flip, and only insiders know what's going on. If it were me, I think I hang with him for another week or two. You can always bring Ciani back.
Yeah.
Always, always.
But you hang with him, Bob. Do you play him?
Yeah, because here's the thing. You got to work with him, and this maybe goes back to, Tom, your thing about coaching philosophy. What's one of the biggest problems with him offensively? Let's don't go with results-oriented thinking. To me, he swings at the first pitch too often. For him to be a successful big leaguer in the short term, by that I mean the next 3, 4, 5 years, now, when he's 28, will he bulk up and have power? Maybe, but before he even hits 25, how is he going to be successful? Put the ball in play, draw walks, get on base, lean in, get hit. He's got to have a high on base percentage. Swinging at the first pitch is not the way to have a high on base percentage, and that's what they've got to get in his head.
The other thing they might think about, I mean, the production of Mason Wynn offensively has really been good. Early in the season, my thought was, if Wynn's hitting eighth and Scott's hitting ninth, well, you got trouble, you know,
yeah.
because I didn't expect both of them to hit, you know. But yet Mason Wynn, I don't mind him being up there with a man on third. I think he's going to make contact. I don't know why I feel that way.
Well, because he looks good, yeah.
The problem in the lineup, I mean, Scott couldn't have been worse offensively, but he's not our biggest problem.
No.
He's not even close.
Middle
Paul
of the order.
Paul Goldschmidt is 5-for-40 now after those first three hits.
Yeah.
It's now notoriously slow starter, but when you're at his age and you're not coming off quite the explosive season, you start to wonder. And he's been wondering for a year.
And Arenado is not slugging the ball. I mean, he's not. He's you know his. I'm sure his slugging percentage is not very good.
302.
Yeah. No, so when those two guys are not producing the runs that you expect them to, then Scott's deficiencies stand out more.
Absolutely.
And Walker
right.
hasn't
no.
actually torn
how about
things
the,
up.
How about the distribution of playing time for Ivan Herrera, even when Contreras is 100% healthy and ready to catch?
You got to play him.
I mean, 432 feet yesterday. He's got three home runs.
If you remember, and I know you don't, but that I said Herrera should play against left-handed pitching and let Contreras DH, and that's how he'll get his at-bats. But now he's got to play every day, and Contreras is your DH, or they flip-flop that's just the deal. The other guys just haven't distinguished themselves.
And so Gorman at second, Donovan in left, and Nupar in center. There's your lineup. If Nupar's back.
I think Donovan becomes the super sub playing 5 days, 6 days, maybe every day, and rotating around. Would you rather right now, today, would you rather have his bat or Arenado's bat in the lineup today?
Would you rather have Donovan's bat?
Would for a day? I'm just saying
for a day.
That's what I'm saying. Super sub
for a day. Oh, for a day. I got you.
Would you rather have his today? If you're playing today, would you rather have him hitting with a runner on base or Goldschmidt? Anyone? Tell me. Do you disagree with
him? Not Goldschmidt.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. He could play every position. He probably could even catch. We don't need that. We already established that. So that's where I think until you say, and maybe in a week, hell, maybe by Friday.
It could be
until
Friday.
You say, Victor, you need to go, and you know I was talking about swinging at the first pitch and all that. Go down and learn the skills you need to, at which you need to excel to be a leadoff hitter. And that would be the way to go that way.
Can I offer a slightly different perspective?
I knew you would.
Thank you. As a 76-year-old who probably couldn't have hit 100 in wiffle ball in ninth grade, for me to be critical of Paul Goldschmidt feels a little unusual. That's all I'll say.
I wasn't critical.
No,
I'm
you
just
weren't.
Giving
I'm,
you
I'm kidding
an option.
A little bit. But you know what I'm saying? To sit in a room and talk about Arenado and Goldschmidt, it's just odd. That's all.
Yeah, it is really odd, that's how odd the problem with the offense
right.
is.
You're right.
And my point of that is not to rip them, but just to say Donovan could play somewhere on the diamond every day in a different spot and still lead off or hit second or whatever.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Tom, Rich, Bob, Frank, we'll be right back.